Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Khususan ala sayyidir rusuli wa khatim al-anbiya wa ala alihi al-askiya wa ashabihi al-atqiya. Amma ba'd. A few days back we covered a story regarding the power of insha'Allah. That when a person says, inshallah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and assistance then presents itself in that situation. Today we turn to another passage of the Qur'an and we see a similar story. This story is covered in Surah Kahf. It starts in verse 31, 32. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues for a good 10 verses. And it ends in verse 44. The story is regarding two individuals. One of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a lot of wealth to. He gave him so much wealth that the greatest wealth of the time was gardens, because you were able to grow your own crops and you were in control of the full process. It was your wealth protected by you. You weren't at risk of other people. And not only did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give this person a garden of wealth, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we gave him two gardens. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابِ. And not just any gardens, but that person was given gardens of grapes. وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِالنَّخْلِ. And we surrounded those gardens of grapes by palm trees. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا. And in between those gardens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we give all sorts of vegetation and crops. In these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights not one of his favors, but many of them. What are they? We see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابِ. Number one, we gave this person gardens of grapes. وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ. We surrounded these grape trees by palm trees, which are very strong, like a security, a protection. Number three, وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا. Then in between the gardens, in between the sides, we put so much vegetation and crops for those people there. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, كِلْتَ الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. That these gardens, they gave their fruits and they did not hold anything back. They gave and gave and gave. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا. When a person has gardens, they're worried about a water source. But Allah Azza wa Jalla says, for this person, this individual, our favors were such that we allowed water to gush from the ground within his gardens. He didn't have to worry about providing any water for his grounds. وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ. And on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him a stockpile of fruits. Some scholars, they say this thamar is referring to أَنْوَاعُ الْمَالِ. That all different types of wealth he had, مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَفِضَّةٍ وَلَنَعَامٍ. That aside from the gardens, he had gold, he had silver. You name it, this person had it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly blessed this person. Like many of us may feel blessed with what Allah azza wa jal has given us. But the question is, what did this wealth do to this person? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ. He went to his companion, and according to some narrations we learned this was his brother, and he was in conversation with him. وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ. أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. I have more wealth than you, and I have a greater group around me, a greater collection of people who surround me at all times, and a family that is more honorable than yours is. أَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. Not just more, but they are more honorable, and they carry more weight. Look at you, you poor man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him, rather than being humble, he became boastful. And that is at the core of the definition of arrogance. Arrogance isn't just to have good. Everyone likes good. Like the companions asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is there anything wrong with a person desiring good clothes or having a nice appearance in front of people? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that's not arrogance. Arrogance is, by the definition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, بَطُرُ الْحَقِّ وَغَمْتُ النَّاسِ. To reject the truth. And that truth will always be that what you have was gifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَغَمْتُ النَّاسِ. And to look down upon other people. This man fell prey of the exact definition of kibr and pride. وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. He entered into his garden one day, and he was truly oppressing himself. قَالَ مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. He said, I am of the opinion that this garden will never perish. What I have today with me is with me for good. And that is kind of like the byproduct of arrogance, that you fail to realize that everything you have today, everything you're really proud of, can perish. It's just one kun, one command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You had nothing, it was His command that gave it to you, and just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it, He can also take it away. وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً. And I do not think that the Day of Judgment will occur. And even if it were to occur, وَلَئِن رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. And if I was to go back to my Lord, and if the Day of Judgment was a thing, لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا. I will find a better abode there. Another side of delusion. That just because you have here, you think you are entitled to have it everywhere. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me in the world, He will surely give me in the hereafter. And this is short-sightedness. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly tells us in the Qur'an that the wealth of this dunya will be given to the believer and disbeliever. The obedient and disobedient. But the hereafter will only be given to the obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somehow assuming that because Allah azza wa jalla has given me in the world, because the people who drive the nicest cars are going to have the best in the hereafter, is a massive flaw. This is a sign of ignorance and not understanding what is valuable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عند الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى منها كافرا. That if this world even had the weight in the sight of Allah equivalent to the wing of a fly, He would not even give a sip of drink to the one who disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this dunya doesn't. It has no value. It is a test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to everyone to see how they respond, whether it draws them closer to Allah or whether it pushes away from them, away from Him. Now after this person presents his piece of arrogance and boasting, his companion speaks back. قَالَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ. Continuing the conversation, أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. Do you reject the one who created you from soil? ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. And then from a droplet of semen. ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا. And then He made you a complete human being, a complete man. لَكِنَّهُ وَاللَّهُ رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. Rather, He is my Allah, He is my Lord. وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. I will never make any partners with Allah. Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi, while commentating on this verse, he says that the brother said, I will not make any partners with Allah. Why did he say that? The reason why he said that is because his friend right now was just boasting that I have so much wealth, and that may have made him feel compromised. That possibly my Lord has abandoned me because I don't have that wealth, because I'm poor. But he makes it clear that no matter how poor I am in this dunya, I will never compromise my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. If I have in this world, I'll be thankful to him. And if I don't have in this world, I'll continue to be patient. Because he is my Khaliq, he is my creator. He can choose whatever he wants from me. And my response as a servant and as a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone who does sajda every day and says subhana rabbi al-a'la, will always be that, ya Allah, however you have me in this world, I will be content. Because contentment is a treasure. It's a treasure box that will never perish. A person that has qana'ah and contentment could never be challenged. They are the wealthiest people in the world, even though they may not have the wealth of this world. In one riwayah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions, أَلَا تَرَى أَنَّ كَثْرَةَ الْمَالِ هُوَ الْغِنَى وَقِلَّةَ الْمَالِ هُوَ الْفَقْرِ? Do you think having a lot of wealth makes you rich and having less wealth makes you poor? The companion said, O Messenger of Allah, that sounds like the right definition. To that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْغِنَى غِنَى الْقَلْبِ وَمَنْ كَانَ غَنِيًّا فِي قَلْبِهِ فَلَا يَذُرُّهُ مَا لَقِيَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. That true wealth is richness of the heart. Because once a person is rich here, nothing in the world can harm that person. And this is the example of this person. He says, لَكِنَّهُ وَاللَّهُ رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. Now he advises his brother, وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. Only if when you had entered into your garden, you had said, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. There, inshaAllah, here we're being taught the power of mashaAllah. La quwwata illa billah. That what I have today is because of the willing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah willed for me to have this. La quwwata illa billah. There was no power that could have delivered this to me other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is a profound lesson for us all here. And that lesson is when you go home and you have a look at your wealth, or when you're looking at the money in your account, or you're picking up your shoes, your fancy shoes from the shoe rack, or you get into your car, spend half a second and just say, mashaAllah. Even if you sit in that car 10 times a day. La quwwata illa billah. That what I have, this is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you sit for iftar and your family members present all different types of food in front of you, before you touch that food, just for one moment, say, mashaAllah. This is here because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to me. La quwwata illa billah. There is no power that could have delivered this to me other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This surah teaches us the contrast between kufr and shukr. Being ungrateful, kufr, and shukr being grateful. What happens to the one that is grateful and what happens to the one that is ungrateful? He then says to his friend, إِن تَرَنِي أَنَا أَقَلَّ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَوَلَدًا. Even though you may view me, وَوَلَدًا. Even though you may view me as one who has less wealth and fewer children, فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِنْ جَنَّتِكَ. It's very possible my Lord will give me something better than your gardens. وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. And he may send a punishment upon your gardens from the heavens, from the sky. فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا. Sa'idan is a flat land and zalaqa is something slippery. Your land that you boast of with these gardens everywhere and these trees everywhere, once the punishment of Allah comes, it'll be flat like an ice rink. Slippery, as if nothing was there at all. A heap of dust, a lump of nothingness. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the water of it rescind. He will make the water go back into the earth. فَلَن تَسْتَطِيعَ لَهُ طَلَبًا. You will not be able to do anything to get that water again. Once it's gone, it'll be gone. Allah Azza wa Jal then in 42 tells us, وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِهِ. His whole garden, all of his wealth, this person who was very arrogant, it was surrounded. It was captured. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused it to destroy. The Mufassirun, they say, if you pay attention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the early parts of this story talks about how we gave him this. فَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا. And then, كِلْتَ الْجَنَّتِينِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا. How Allah says, we gave this, we did that, we did this for this person, we did that for that person. All he had to say was, أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. Allah said, we did it. His response was, me. He brought himself to the center. So many verses talking about all that he had, but when you look at the punishment, two words. وَوُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِهِ. That's it, done. In two words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of his matter was done. وَحِيطَ بِثَمَرِهِ. All of his wealth was gone. فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا. He began to turn his hands upside down in regret and remorse because of all the money he had invested in it. عَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَى عُرُوشِهَا. It had all collapsed, everything that he had. وَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. And in that moment he began to say, only if I had made no partners with my Lord. وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ فِئَةٌ يَنْصُرُنَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. And at that point there was no group that can help him from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا. Neither was he in any position to get any revenge. هُنَالِكَ الْوَلَايَةُ لِلَّهِ الْحَقِّ. It is in this incident that you see that true protection belongs to اللَّهِ الْحَقِّ, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هُوَ خَيْرٌ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ عُقْبًا. He is the one that has the best reward and he has the best outcome. This story has a beautiful lesson for us all. A lesson of being humble. A lesson of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The power of masha'Allah, la quwwata illa billah. And never be arrogant for what you have. Just because you have it today doesn't mean you'll have it tomorrow. And just because you have it today doesn't mean you are entitled to it. Everything we have ultimately is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you don't believe it, look around the world. Decades ago, there were people who had so much wealth, and today they have nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can test anyone at any moment. Today we have health, today we have wealth, today we have family. Let's spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being grateful to Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with these beautiful characteristics and make us from His servants that are grateful. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.